This episode of the Kintsugi Podcast is brought to you by Pause, Breathe, Reflect, which can help you bring mindfulness to your everyday moments. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to Friday, my fellow like-hearted humans. On Fridays, I like to share a moment with you to pause, breathe, reflect before you slide into the weekend. I started my practice over 20 years ago when I was feeling completely overwhelmed. I knew I had to slow things down. So I started my practice. And I called it pause, breathe, reflect. And the reflect element was essential because it created space for me to practice gratitude and set my intentions on what kind of ripple I wanted to ripple into the world. When I left the hospital, I continued my studies, discovered MBSR, and became a qualified teacher. And now, I love sharing the value of mindfulness with humans all around the world through the Kintsugi Podcast and our app. So we can change our relationship with stress, sleep better, and bring mindfulness to our everyday moments. So mindfulness can be a way of living as opposed to some transactional thing we do during our morning routine. So if you're ready, let's do a short practice together. When I was a kid in my bedroom, my ceiling would light up because I had all those glow-in-the-dark stars that you can stick on your ceiling. You might have had a similar setup. If you did, let me know. I loved looking up at my ceiling at night. All those stars glowing. I also loved going to the planetarium. It was my favorite field trip. A chance to sit in those big chairs and just look up at what was possible. I didn't really have the comprehension at the time, but whatever I was worried about, which probably had to do with school or sports, didn't seem that big when I looked up at the sky. This practice is one that you can do outside, looking up at the sky, so you can save it for the evening time. So I'll invite you to go outside or look out a window, or perhaps you still have those stars on your bedroom ceiling. And find a comfortable position. You may be standing, you could be seated, you may even wish to lie down. And we'll leave our eyes open for this one, so we can take in all the twinkling of those little stars. And we'll drop in. Let's start with a few big, generous inhales, breathing up fully. Perhaps you sense the coolness of the night's air if you happen to be outside. And appreciate the rise of each breath in and the release of each breath out. As you look up at the sky. You may wish to invite your shoulders to relax, perhaps dropping them away from your ears. You can bring some ease to the area around your forehead, Maybe bring some openness to the area around your jaw. And as you settle in to the natural rhythm of the breath, take in this spaciousness, appreciating what you see in the night sky, and truly notice how much space there is out there. So often we try to cram so much into our lives. It's generally well-intended. We want to do a lot. But we forget to add some level of openness or spaciousness to our lives. So see this moment as a way to remember the importance of spaciousness in your life. And how might you incorporate just a little bit more of it as you travel forward? Nice job. You can ease your attention whenever you feel comfortable. You can wiggle those toes, wiggle those fingers, maybe give your body a little stretch. Isn't it nice when we take a moment to appreciate the spaciousness that's around us? Isn't the night sky so beautiful? All that twinkling, all those possibilities. I hope you enjoyed the practice. And if you know someone else that likes to look up at stars, I hope you'll share it with them. And remember, when things get a little challenging, slow down, come back to your breath, and perhaps look up. And remember that you can put a little bit more spaciousness into your life. Because you've got this, and we've got you. And together we'll ripple something worth rippling into the world. I hope you enjoyed this moment to slow things down. And if you found it valuable, I hope you'll share it with a friend. You can find other practices like this one on our Pause, Breathe, Reflect app. And you can find the app wherever you happen to find apps. And you always have an open invitation to join one of our live practices throughout the week with other like-hearted humans. It's a space where everyone belongs, regardless of who you voted for, where you live, how much money you make, who you love, and if you pray. So I hope you'll join us. The only thing we ask is that you bring a loving heart to our space. On Tuesday, I'll share another inspiring story of connection with you on the Kintsugi podcast. Until then, have a meaningful weekend and ripple something worth rippling into the world.